The other thing, when you play a 4-3-3 against a diamond, and this is easy to say, it's a lot harder to do. And Liverpool are lucky that they've got the exact personnel to make this work. Is if you want to play a 4-3-3 against a diamond, the clever thing to do is you get your number nine not to mark their holding midfield player, not to be traditionally ball side or goal side. You ask them to screen him. And Firmino does that brilliantly anyway. But if you can
just
get
take him out the game, as
yeah, if you can get him screening, that's it, cutting that passing lane. So you let this, the way the game developed for me is that when a team plays a diamond and you've got a 4-3-3, you have to let their centre-halves have it. So Tottenham's centre-halves have a lot of ball. The other thing for Tottenham is both centre-half distribution was shocking, which didn't help them at all because they're the two players having loads of ball. You know, if we'd never seen Tottenham play before, 10 minutes in, you're going, do you know what? They're the two to let have it.
Yeah,
you know, especially either world. And Firmino's just screening Dembele, stopping the ball, going in there. So that gives the Liverpool midfield that little bit more protection. So therefore, Salah and Mane can just stay in that little zone between the centre-halves and full-back. You know, they can go, do you want to lob this over me? You're going to have quality there. And then it's up to Liverpool's midfield or full-backs who's then going to go and squeeze that. And I think then Firmino can spring off. And your question then as Tottenham is, have I got the right holding midfield player that's then going to track, that's then going to react? And Dembele's not the right player to do that. The other problem that Tottenham have in that system is Harry Winks and Eric Dier. I couldn't think of two worse players in that side to play wider than Diamond. You know, I've used a Diamond myself and the characteristics of player that you need, it's a bit like your James Milner, Jordan Henderson type. You need someone who kind of is a bit of a hybrid, isn't quite a centre mid and isn't quite a wide man.
Yeah.
But is a bit of a Ray Houghton type, a bit of a Sammy Lee type. Do you know what I mean? They need legs, but they need to be able to do that kind of role. And Eric Dier's really holding mid-stroke centre-half utility kind of player and hasn't been in great form for a little while now. And you look at Harry Winks and he's really a typical 4-2-3-1 central midfield player. So all of a sudden, I just think Eriksen then, who's one of the cutest players in their squad, doesn't know where he's supposed to be.